Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More than 50% of adults in the U.S. take dietary supplements such as vitamins, botanicals, enzymes, herbals, amino acids, and other categories of products. To talk about these supplements is Dr. Bernadette Marriott. She's a professor emeritus in the departments of medicine and psychiatry at MUSC, and she was the founding director of the Office of Dietary Supplements at the NIH. Dr. Marriott, when it comes to regulations in the U.S., are dietary supplements classified as food, or are they medicine, or something else altogether?
Well, Bobby, dietary supplements were originally categorized as food and regulated as food. But in 1994, Congress passed the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which changed all that. From 1994 forward, dietary supplements are regulated as themselves, as products other than tobacco that are intended to supplement the diet.
And do supplement manufacturers have to demonstrate the safety or the effectiveness of these supplements to the FDA before their products can be sold?
No. Dietary supplements do not have to be tested in the same way that we know drugs have to be tested. Instead, a manufacturer has to state to the FDA that they have the records in their files that show that the products are safe and effective. But it's only if the FDA challenges them that the manufacturers have to bring that evidence forward.
What can we do to know what ingredients are in any of the supplements that we're considering taking?
Dietary supplements, just like our food, have a label that is mandated by the FDA. This label, the Supplements Facts Panel, identifies exactly what is in the supplement. However, some supplements, when you look at their label, instead of identifying item by item, they may have a category called a proprietary blend. This is a way in which manufacturers can put together a cluster of ingredients and not tell the consumer what they are.
Why is it important for us to mention to our healthcare providers what we are taking in the way of dietary supplements?
Just like a provider may ask you which drugs you're taking, you want to always volunteer what supplements you're taking, because the ingredients in supplements can interact with any drugs or treatment that your provider may prescribe for you.
What can an individual do in the way of research to find out about possible safety and effectiveness of any supplement they're thinking about taking?
Bobby, there are two good places to turn. The American Botanical Council is an educational organization. Their focus is botanical supplements, and they have very good information about supplements and particularly about adulteration of botanical supplements. Probably the main place to turn would be the Office of Dietary Supplements at the National Institutes of Health. This office has a very extensive website where it lists almost all of the supplements on the market and provides very careful fact sheets about each one. And there is a very good website. It's the FDA Consumer Health Information website. There we can find information about whatever warnings that the FDA has released about supplements and food.
Dr. Marriott, thanks for this update about dietary supplements.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.